with his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I am Silver.
The main trail from Mesa to Stillwell was a long and winding upgrade until it cut through the Sawtooth Hills at Needle Pass. At that point, it leveled off and gave Pop Johnson, the stage driver, a chance to relax.
Take it easy, Molly. You too, Bess. Hard work's all over. Straight run from here on in. Easy there.
Perhaps Pop's confidence at that moment wouldn't have been so great if he'd known that even then he was riding with the leveled sights of the Winchester rifle. A rifle that spoke sharply an instant later.
Oh, my... Oh, 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 there. Oh, oh, there, boy. Oh, oh.
That's it, Grandpa. This is the end of the line.
You dirty owl, who could have...
I got to the old coop plum center.
No, but you winked at me.
All right, get up there and throw down the box.
Yeah. Here it is. Well, I'll be...
What's wrong?
He's got the express box molded down to the floor of the boot. I'd have caved in his skull with the butt end of my gun.
Don't waste time on him. Ain't there a hammer up there? A mallet or something?
No, I don't... Yeah, here's an axe.
Use it. Start swinging on that box.
Yeah.
Precisely that moment, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined their horses to a halt on a trail high above Needle Pass.
Oh, who's the
scout, old fella?
Oh,
fella. Kemosabe, we look long time for fella. You think maybe we find him this range?
I don't know, Tonto. It's been pretty hopeless so far. Search like this depends more upon luck than anything else.
Me think that... Kemosabe.
What's wrong?
Look, on trail, bottom of hill, stagecoach stop. Fella chop it with axe.
Yes, I see. The driver might be resting his horses. But I can't understand why... Yes, I do.
Now, what you think?
There's another man beside the coach holding a rifle. It's a hold-up, Tonto.
Come on, Silver, hit him up, scout.
My guess was right. That isn't the driver using the axe.
Hey, look.
Use your gun, Tonto. Ride in on the other side.
I'm going to stay up there. Use your cutter. Burn him down. Oh, son. Piece my hand. Run for it.
Back
to the horses. Back to those rocks.
Hold, Silver. Hold. Hold, Scott. Easy, heading for cover. We'll head them off. Help, Tonto. Any big fella? Tonto, you've been shot.
Rifle bullet in shoulder. Knocked me off horse.
Well, the wound looks bad. We'll cut away your shirt.
Oh, Armory's won't get another chance. Get him!
Steady, Tonto. I'll apply a tourniquet, and we'll bandage it.
This bloody bad. We waste time. We not trail out long.
We'll trail them all right, just as soon as you're able to ride.
Late that afternoon, as he walked along the main street of Stillwell, young Jeff Wilson received a shock. It came without warning, just part of a greeting from one of his friends.
Hi there, Jeff.
Hello, Frank.
Say, I was talking to Ben Crane, the sheriff, a few minutes ago. He wants to see you.
What's that?
Well, what's wrong with you? All I said was the sheriff wants to see you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Thanks for telling me, Frank. I'll drop in and see the sheriff right now.
The sheriff wants to see you. The palms of Jeff Wilson's hands were suddenly moist and his throat was hot and dry. As he walked slowly toward Sheriff Crane's office, he remembered the last time the law had summoned him. That had been 5 years ago in the workyard at Territorial Prison. The message had been a little different then. Nick Gentry, one of his fellow convicts, had used the word warden instead of sheriff.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah?
The warden wants to see you.
The warden? What is it? How do you know?
Not so loud. I heard a couple of guards talking. They said the warden wants to see Jeff Wilson before lockup tonight.
I wonder why he wants to
see him. I can make a good guess.
What?
Work camp down the river. That's where they load all this broken rock on the barges. The guards use whips down there.
No, the warden wouldn't send me to work camp. I'm a trustee here. Well,
2 years of prison hasn't made you very smart, has it?
I was framed into here in the first place.
Sure. Yeah, we were all framed. But you don't have to stand for it, Jeff, if you're smart.
What do you mean?
Along about this time every day, they open the gate. So you can drive that rock wagon to the dump outside.
Yes,
this
what...
time, Ozzie Wolf and me are going to be in the wagon. Under some gravel.
You mean try to make a break? It won't work. The guards at the gate always watch my wagon. You can't
me and Ozzie figure on being too fast for them. We've got saddle horses waiting outside. There'll be one for you if you want to come with us.
No, I don't think
I... Or you can rot away in this hole for the rest of your life.
Wilson!
Yes, sir?
Your wagon's almost loaded. Get it out of here.
Yes, sir.
As soon as he turns his back, me and Ozzie are going to be riding with you.
No, I might see.
Get moving.
Yes, sir.
Steady there.
Yeah, right with you, Mitch.
Right. Open the gate, Charlie. Wagon coming out.
Get up. Ho there, ho. You'll never make it, Nick. Three guards are watching us.
We can stop that. Let him have it, Ozzie.
Get out.
Hey, stop him! Temporary emotions! Make it up right! Get him down!
That does it. I nailed one. I'm going to shoot him tonight.
Where did you get the guns? I didn't know you heard
come with us, kid. They'll gun you if you stay here.
Yeah, I better.
Well, let's run for it.
Come on.
The escape had been successful, although Jeff didn't stay with Ozzie and Nick Gentry. He rode away from them less than an hour later. He'd spent the next 2 years dodging the law. That's why he'd finally settled in Stillwell and changed his last name to Webster. Now the sheriff must have discovered his secret. And what made it worse, he was in love with Dorothy Crane, the lawman's daughter.
You sent for me, Sheriff?
Well, hello, Jeff. Yes, I did.
Anything wrong?
Jeff, have you ever heard of an hombre named Nick Gentry?
Nick Gentry? No, I haven't.
He's a dangerous outlaw. He and his gang broke out of Territorial Prison about 5 years ago. I just got word that he's operating in this territory.
Did you say he had a gang?
Yeah. I got a handbill reward notice here someplace. Yeah. Where is the blasted thing? I can't see without my glasses, and I never have my glasses when I want to see.
Well, maybe you've lost it.
No. Well, doesn't make any difference. I remember their names. Nick Gentry, Ozzie Wolf, and a young Jasper named Wilson.
What does that to do with me?
This. I want you to pin on this badge. I need a deputy.
Me? A deputy sheriff?
Sure, I'm offering you the job. Pays good money. More than you make on that two before ranch of yours. Another thing, if Gentry and his hyenas are heading this way, there's $1,000 reward for them.
No. No thanks, Ben. I'm no bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter? Ain't you a citizen of Stillwell who wants to see the law enforced?
Sure, but I don't want the job.
Why not? We, you and Dorothy, have been making sheep's eyes to each other. I thought you'd jump at the chance to earn some extra money. It takes money to get married.
Yes, I know, but
if that don't make sense, maybe this will. The Mesa stage was held up this morning over Needle Pass. Pop Johnson stopped some lead, but he got away. Four outlaws, one of them masked. The mines here are shipping gold down to Mesa. Believe me, I got to have a deputy.
No, Ben. I'm sorry. I don't want the job, that's all.
Well, of all the dead...
Dad?
Dorothy. Where in tarnation did you come from?
The back room. I came down to tidy up your office. Then I heard Jeff come in
you
and
you shouldn't have... Well, no, it's just as well you did hear what he had to say. It's an honor to wear a deputy's badge. He acted like...
Jeff must have had his own reason for turning down the job, Dad. Here, let me straighten those papers on your desk.
Another thing. Stop making excuses for that critter. You don't want a daughter of mine getting interested in... What's wrong? What's that you got there? Is that the reward notice I was looking for?
I... No. No, Dad. This is just an old handbill. I'll use it to wrap up some things I'm taking home. I'll see you later, Dad.
All right, Juniper. Understanding hombres who are afraid to wear a badge is bad enough. Understanding women is impossible. And now where'd I put my glasses?
How does your shoulder feel now, Toto?
Heap better. We take out bullet. Now it get better quick.
Good.
Are we trail crook now? Them have plenty head start.
The sign won't be hard to cut. Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
I topped the pass and headed towards Stillwell.
Easy, steady, Silver.
But isn't likely they would stop in a town.
A heavy timber, then big slopes to west.
Well, you'll find them, no matter where they go. Come on, Silver.
Get them on, Scout.
Oh, ho, boy. Ho there. Steady. It is a 2x4 ranch, just like the sheriff said. And I might have made it pay in another year or two. It's all over now. Sheriff Crane will find the reward notice. So I'd better leave Stillwell, and Dorothy, and everything.
What?
Hello, Jeff.
See, Nick? I told you the kid was holed up near this town.
Nick Gentry.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. As Jeff Wilson entered his small ranch house, intending to pack a few clothes and leave the Stillwell range forever, he was faced by the last two men in the world he wanted to see.
Nick, Ozzie, how did you two find out?
Ozzie was moseying around town the other day. When he saw you, some gents told him your name was Webster.
Oh, you sneaking...
Wilson to Webster. Not bad for an escaped convict.
That escape? I didn't know you had guns. I didn't expect any guards to be killed.
It's kind of late for alibis, Jeff.
Oh, sure.
Oh, you won't. Reach for that gun, we'll both drill you.
Yeah, no trouble at all.
What do you want from me?
Not much. Just some information.
What kind of information?
Well, me and Ozzie heard that the mines around here were booming. Shipping out a lot of dust. We sampled a stagecoach this morning. But it was heading the wrong way. Then some freebooters moved in on us.
I don't know anything about gold shipments or stagecoaches.
We figure you do. Or you can find out. Ozzie heard talk. You're running with the sheriff's daughter. Well, maybe
you
she...
You dirty
could...
sneak.
Somebody coming.
A window. See who it is.
That's a girl. She's getting off her mountain, coming in.
Who in the...
I'll go out and tell her to go
you
away.
Won't do nothing. Stand right there.
Jeff! Oh, Jeff!
Dorothy.
Now listen to me and listen close. Ozzie and Neil ducked back at that curtain on your bunk. But we'll keep you and this girl covered. You understand? Get rid of her, fast. And don't try any tricks, or we'll blast both of you.
All right, I'll get rid of her.
Come on, Ozzie.
Yeah.
Jeff, I'd almost decided
Why,
you
were... hello, Dorothy. What are you doing out here?
I came to call on you. Any objections, Mr. Webster?
No, I guess not. Only you shouldn't have come.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
No, You'd better leave, Dorothy.
I certainly won't. I rode clear out here to talk to you, and I'm going to talk.
But I...
About the Jet Billy's job Dad offered you, Jeff. I know why you had to turn down the job. You felt you couldn't trail crooks like Nick Gentry and Ozzie Wolfe. I understand that, but there are other law jobs you could do.
Please,
like...
Dot, don't.
Well, helping Dad guard the stagecoach runs between here and Mesa. He needs you now. The El Dorado mine is making a shipment today.
Dorothy, don't.
It'll
don't
leave.
Interrupt, Jeff. We'd like to hear the rest of that.
Oh.
Now, what time did you say the stage was leaving Stillwell?
Don't tell him, Dot. Don't say a word.
Well, not getting much cooperation from our old cellmate, are we, Ozzie? Maybe he doesn't know we've got ways of making people talk.
Yeah. Let's show him.
Oh, fella.
Steady. Trail's been plain enough so far, Toto. But it fades out on the rim of this valley.
Plenty shale rock, not hold hoof print. Me look close.
I know they circled the town, cut off the main trail on the ridge behind us, and rode this far.
But we lose sign here.
They might have got... Toto. See that cabin just this side of the timber? Looks like a small ranch house. Outlaws who didn't know they were being trailed might stop to rustle food.
See two saddle horses, front of cabin.
And there may be more, because there's a corral behind it. Chance of finding the crooks is a long shot, but it's worth trying. Steady, Silver.
That's right.
We'll lead the horses and travel on foot. Angle in towards the side of the cabin. Come on.
Tied up, Nick, sitting on the floor with the back to the wall. Now what?
If you sneaking murderers touch her again...
Oh, wait a minute. The little lady ain't hurt. She won't be. If both of you are smart...
Don't worry, Jeff. I'm all right.
All we want to know is when that stage is leaving Stillwell. Is it the regular run or a special?
Don't tell him, Doc.
I won't.
Shut up. Oh, I'm talking to her.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, so that's it. You think quite a lot of this army, don't you? Well, when me and Ozzie get through with him, you won't recognize the critter.
You wouldn't get away with this if I were...
No, stop. Please stop.
Got anything to tell us?
You shouldn't...
No, Jeff. All the gold in the world isn't worth your suffering.
Now you're talking sense.
The stage will leave Stillwell at 5:00 this afternoon.
On the main trail?
Until it reaches Needle Pass. There's a cutoff there to Mesa.
Is it the regular coach?
No. They're using a special high-wheeler. It's
old. That's all I wanted to know.
Hey, Nick.
What's wrong?
Come here, quick. Look what's trailing down the slope leading them out.
Well, I'll
that
be...
That last hombre in the engine. They must have...
Wait till I get my rifle.
Hey, you ain't going to shoot it out with them, are you? That mask could have slings lead
I'll
like
just a... hold them off till we... Hey. I saw a can of coal oil over there in the corner. Hurry. Soak the inside of this place. Then we'll sneak out the back and grab our horses.
Sure, I get it.
I'll poke my rifle through this window and give those nosy critters something to walk into.
You dirty murdering coward!
No!
Somebody spotted us. Down, Toto. Lead the horses behind one of those rocks. We use this broken ground for what cover we can get.
Come, Trooper. Come, Scout.
Well, at least we run them down.
Silver, Scout, back a big rock.
Good. We'll start moving up, Toto. Use your guns.
Bullets stop them?
I don't think so. There wasn't any sign of...
Kemosabe.
They fired the cabin. That doesn't make sense unless...
Crooks sneak out back. Them get away. Me bring up horses. We chase them.
Wait. There's somebody in that house. Sounds like a woman. Come on.
Help!
Help! Fire plenty hot. Me hear man inside.
Yes, there must be two people in there. We'll have to... Quick, that watering trough over by the corral. Took my handkerchief while I put a loop in this length of rope.
Me do it.
Fire wouldn't burn that hot without kerosene or some kind of oil. I can push through the door without...
Here, me soak bandana.
Good, across my nose and mouth. May help to keep out some of that smoke. Hold this end of the rope, Toto. There are two people in there. You can drag one of them out.
Me do it.
Somebody's coming, Doc. They must have...
Here.
See?
Can you stand up?
We're tied, hand and foot, both of us.
Here, slip this rope over your shoulders.
Got it?
Yeah. Don, she's...
Don't worry, I can carry her. All right, Tonto. Now, can you hold on?
I think so.
There. We made it.
Oh, thank heaven.
Give it to me. You all right?
Smoke in the eyes, that's all. How's the man who was in there?
Him better. Hands and feet tied. Me cut rope.
Good. I'll do the same thing for the young lady. There.
Thank you. Mask. You're wearing a mask.
Oh, never mind that. Who were those men who fired the cabin?
Outlaws. They made me tell...
I can answer that question. They're Nick Gentry and Ozzie Wolf. Well, I guess you're riding the Owl Hoot, too, or you wouldn't be wearing that mask.
Maybe. We've been trailing those men all day.
And you must be the two freebooters who...
That's right. Pop Johnson said that a masked man and an Indian...
Who's Pop Johnson?
The stage driver. He was held up this morning at Needle Pass.
Oh, I see. And how did Nick and Ozzie happen to come up here? Is this your cabin?
What's left of it. You see, I used to know those skunks about 5 years ago. They found me
no,
here...
No, Jeff, don't say any more. This masked man and the Indian have saved our lives. We'll be forever grateful, but that's no reason for
you... Did you say Jeff? Is that your name? Jeff what?
Webster.
Webster or Wilson. What difference does it make? I'm tired of dodging both sides of the law.
That's a good idea, Jeff.
I'm riding into town and tell the sheriff all about...
Well, what's the matter?
I just remembered. Those men made me tell them about the gold shipment on the stage. Dad and Pop Johnson will be riding that stage.
When?
Now it's after 5 o'clock.
You know which trail they're taking?
The main one, as far as Needle Pass. Then
I'll see you later, Jeff. Come on, Tonto.
Oh, why did I tell them too? Now there'll be four outlaws trying
to... I don't think so, Dot. There's something about this masked hombre to make...
Oh, what do you mean, Jeff?
My horse is still saddled, and so is yours. Let's follow him.
All right.
There's the stage, Tonto. In the pass, right ahead of us. There. Look. It pulled up. Maybe outlaws stop it. I don't know. This time we'll ride in from both sides. Use your gun. There.
Get them up, both of you. Hey,
drop that rifle. That's enough, Tonto. They've lost their guns. They can't do any more damage. They're your prisoners, Sheriff. Nick Gentry and Ozzie Wolf.
Gentry? Well, I'll be... Outlaws turning against each other, huh?
Put down your shotgun, Sheriff. You've only two real outlaws to deal with.
Go on, Ben. Climb down. Put handcuffs on those coyotes. That masked gent has holstered his guns.
I can't figure it out.
Dad, are you all right?
Dorothy. Jeff Webster. What are you two doing out here?
Nick and Ozzie were out at my place. He made us tell about the gold shipment and then set fire to the cabin.
We would have burned to death if that masked man and the Indian hadn't saved us.
Jeff, maybe this will convince you you ought to pin on a lawman's bag.
Oh, I'd like to, Sheriff, but I can't. And I'll tell you why. My real name isn't Webster. It's Wilson. Jeff Wilson.
Wilson? You mean you're part of that gang?
Not anymore, Sheriff. Jeff hasn't been an outlaw for 5 years. Not since the warden of Territorial Prison received some new evidence that proved Wilson was framed.
What? How did
you... The warden happens to be a friend of mine. He sent for you once, Jeff. To give you this pardon. Tonto and I have been searching for you ever since.
Pardon? Is it really true?
Yes, it's true.
Oh, Jeff.
Ready, Tonto? One silver.
Get him up, stop.
This don't make sense, Sheriff. Is that masked critter with the law or against it?
I don't know, Pop. But from what I've just seen, he's my kind of law, first, last, and always.
Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.